Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Graham Ledger, and this is a special edition of the Ledger Report. Don't be a Judas. Don't abandon Donald Trump. Frankly, I'm shocked I even have to go and produce a segment like this. What has happened to you people? And you know who you are. You're the ones out there on social media saying it's all Trump's fault. Trump took us down. It's Trump's fault that there was no red wave. Trump needs to go. Trump needs to shut up. Ron DeSantis needs to be in there. Trump needs to go away. Trump needs to retire. I am sick of it. Where is your loyalty to this man? And I'm going to chronicle to you why you are wrong. And kudos to those of you who have hung in there. And I suspect the people who have hung in there are also the ones who haven't gotten the jab. I see a correlation here. Haven't you learned anything from COVID? As Christians, which is the foundation of this country, like it or not. As Christians, we are told not to fear. Believe in the Lord. What are you afraid of? Who out there on the landscape speaks for you? This is not about Ron DeSantis. I'll get to that in just a minute. This is about supporting a man who needs and deserves support. COVID. I was the lone voice in the wilderness. I know of nobody else who in March and April of 2020, when everybody was panicking, buying toilet paper, putting a mask on their face, running around saying, oh, COVID, we're all going to die, shutting themselves in their houses, staying 12, 15, 20 feet apart, lining up to go to Costco. Oh, it's okay to go to Costco, but you can't go to church. I was the only one. I was the only one telling you, fear not. Leave the churches open. If ever we needed the churches was a moment like that, and they shut them down. 99% shut down. And kudos to the few pastors. I don't know of a single priest who kept their parish open in the Catholic Church. And shame on you. But kudos to the ministers who kept your churches open, because I was with you. And I said, keep the schools open. Why? Back then, I was arguing herd immunity. Back then. And then as the numbers came in, it became very clear that kids weren't virtually immune to this nonsense. And as the numbers came in even more, it proved me right that there was a 98, 99% survival rate. And then we found out that the COVID tests were jacked up, that they couldn't differentiate between the flu and COVID. You're playing right into their hands, ladies and gentlemen. You people who are out there on social media saying Trump must go, you're playing right into their hands. They want Donald Trump to be off the political landscape. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? They want to be seeing you say Trump must go. We need to get a new face in there. Let's get Ron DeSantis. Oh, it's so easy, isn't it? It's so easy to go to the next solution. When you have a guy who has been through a living hell, there are biblical parallels here. And he has been through a level of hell that none of us will ever endure, and never, none of us will ever understand. He has seen a level of betrayal of biblical proportions. Yeah, I'm talking Judas. I'm talking the cock crowing three times. Book after book after book. You know, his former education secretary, his former vice president, senators, congressmen and women. Thinking of one particular in Wyoming. That are throwing him under the bus. And now you people are piling on. Unbelievable. The election results are not Donald Trump's fault. In fact, the election results are pretty good. It looks like, as much as we detest Kevin McCarthy, it looks like the Republicans are going to be in control of the House. And it looks like Kevin McCarthy is going to be the Speaker of the House. Well, at least he doesn't have high eyebrows, okay? He has an F constitutional rating, but he doesn't have high eyebrows. And maybe he doesn't even own a hammer. I don't know. Donald Trump has unfortunately surrounded himself, or had surrounded himself, with a bunch of Judases. If I could speak to Donald Trump, and maybe I will soon, I hope, I would tell him, I have never seen anything like this, but I want to let you know something. That since 2016, I've been sticking with you, and I'm going to stick with you, period. I believe, I'm Italian, okay? And the one thing that Italians, I think to a person, even Sicilians, would agree, loyalty is paramount. La familia, well, we're a family, I thought. Shame on you for abandoning your family. We have a country to fix. Can you tell me anybody who has secured the border with a fence, who's running for president, who might run for president? I'll be quiet for a minute. Tell me. Tell me how many people who might run for president, other than Donald Trump, has attempted to secure the border. I'm waiting. Tell me how many people who might run for president has lowered your federal taxes. I'm waiting. Tell me how many people who might run for president has attempted to drain the swamp. Huh? I'm waiting. Tell me how many people who are running for president of the United States has been through the living hell. Attempted impeachment twice. And by the way, if Ding Dong McCarthy does not on day one impeach articles of impeachment on Joe Biden, these people, the Republican Party, I'm not going to say they're doomed. They're already doomed. They could maybe pull out of the nosedive if on day one he files articles of impeachment, because Joe Biden has betrayed the United States Constitution on multiple levels. Are you listening, Kevin McCarthy? I'm sorry, but I'm fed up with what I'm seeing right now. We have a country to fix. Donald Trump has been politically crucified. He has been politically tortured. Does any of this ring a bell? He did it for you. He suffered for you. He was attacked mercilessly for you. He was politically crucified for you. Does any of this sound familiar? He was impeached twice, attempted. I call it attempted impeachment because it wasn't completed. And it was 100% political. Oh, but Graham, if you go after Biden, that's political. If you don't fight fire with fire, these people are playing by a different set of rules, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you're playing into their hands by saying, oh, we got to dump Trump. Please, if you ever listen to me on anything, listen on this one. Robert Mueller, how soon you forget. Crossfire Hurricane. General Flynn was set up by the FBI. And Rance Priebus, for that matter. This man has taken arrows for you. He, quote, lost an election because of the same people who attacked him through Crossfire Hurricane, through the Mueller, through the dossier, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, they got their wish. They cheated. They cheated enough. They cheated in 2016. They just didn't cheat enough. This systemic voter fraud has been around for a while. They just went over the top in 2020, and they did it again in certain races, in certain states, certain precincts in 2022. That's Donald Trump. How is it, by the way, the same people who are out there who are saying Trump must go are also saying election fraud. So now, please explain something to me, okay? How can it be Donald Trump's fault and election fraud? Could you explain that one to me? What's going on in Arizona and still counting the votes days afterwards? It's as bad as California. And Nevada, same thing, counting votes afterwards. How is that Donald Trump's fault? If his candidates in those states and in Georgia and in Pennsylvania, if they don't win because of election fraud, how is that Donald Trump's fault? You people need to line up your thinking because that is duplicitous. It can't be Donald Trump's fault and have election fraud, okay? Look at it this way. If Jesus Christ, and I'm not using that name in vain, I never would, okay? If Jesus Christ was on the ballot against John Fetterman, the brain dead lunatic in Pennsylvania, I believe Fetterman would have won. It's not because Fetterman's opponent was not worthy and was not a good candidate. No, it's because they cheat. And Mike Lindell, once again, has the numbers. Mike Lindell has the charts in various races, including Georgia. And a drop and roll. They drop ballots and then it rolls higher for that candidate. In this case, Warnock versus Herschel Walker. It's not that Herschel Walker's a bad candidate. It's they cheat. It's not that Oz is a bad candidate and people say, oh, well, he's a carpetbagger. You know, he just moved to Pennsylvania and Pennsylvanians didn't like that. Nonsense. Nonsense. They cheat. The Democrats have institutionalized ballot harvesting. And really, these drop boxes are ballot harvesting in a sense. And the drop boxes are insanity. Absolute insanity, especially when you have judges running around saying, well, you can't have people monitoring the drop boxes. What? That's like having a liquor store in downtown Philadelphia that's the honor system. How well do you think that would go over in downtown Philly or in downtown Los Angeles? Pick a metro, downtown Chicago. How do you think that would go over? You think it would go over real well, a little honor system liquor store? Use your heads, people. Use your heads. None of this makes sense. It doesn't make sense that people's number one issue is the country's headed in the wrong direction and they vote Democrat. The number two issue, or number one also along with it, is the economy and they vote Democrat. And the one issue that's not polled was COVID, and people remember that most of the damage, not all, there were plenty of Republicans who went along with this farce. But a lot of it was led by Democrats, and people vote Democrat. Let Trump be Trump. That's my message to you, among others. Let Trump be Trump. I have a friend who said that his malignant narcissism is what cost the Republicans. This is insanity. It's insanity. Well, let's go with that term, malignant narcissism. Okay? Do you think that Barack Obama is any less narcissistic than Donald Trump? Do you think that Bill Clinton is any less narcissistic than Donald Trump? Think about it. Donald Trump is the right person at this inglorious time in this country's history. He is the only one with the guts to do what is necessary. This is not about Ron DeSantis. This is not about the next shiny object. Ron DeSantis is a good governor. He just looks great because all the other ones are fumbling around. All governors should be doing what Ron DeSantis is doing. And I support him. And I voted for him. But this is not about Ron DeSantis. And those of you who are getting this impression that Donald Trump doesn't like Ron DeSantis, you're playing into their hands again, okay? This is made up mostly by the media. Yes, Donald Trump called him Ron DeSanctimonious, but again, how soon you forget. What did he call Marco Rubio in 2016? Little Marco. What did he call Ted Cruz in 2016? Lion Ted. He had nicknames for everybody. Why? Because, yes, they may be a threat to him and to his nomination. This is how Donald Trump handles stuff. So, he's from New York. He's busting their chops. This was an epiphany I had during the 2016 campaign. I'm thinking, why does he keep doing... He's from New York! Get over it, Ron DeSanctimonious. Get over it. Okay? It's no big deal. I've had tons of nicknames in my life. Most of them I could say on the air. Grammy, Graham Cracker, Ledge, Ledgerstein, Ledgerstein. I didn't come up with any of them. Okay? So what does a second term for Donald Trump look like? Well, I don't know. I pray that it looks like scorched earth. That he tells whoever's going to be his education secretary that you have 4 years to fire everybody in the education department, lay them off, and reduce the department to one. He can't constitutionally eliminate Department of Education or any other department because they're creations of Congress. But if he drops them down to one employee, then why in the wide world of sports do you even have it? Same thing with the EPA, same thing with Department of Energy, and I would take a machete or a hatchet to the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ and the rest of them. And I would take particular aim, kind of like in The Shining, when, what was the character? What was Jack Nicholson's character's name? Is it Lloyd? I think it was. Was it Lloyd? No. No, it was John. Makes Johnny a dull boy. Yeah. When, here's Johnny. That's right. Pokes his head through. So I'm thinking of that scene right now with the axe and the door. And I hope that he does that to HHS. HHS has the biggest budget now. Bigger than our Defense Department. And that is insane. So what happens if you gut Department of HHS and you still have Obamacare? Boy, that would be chaos, wouldn't it? Yeah, it'd be chaos. So Obamacare exists, but what if you didn't have the people to deploy it? That's the way Grammy thinks, and that's the way I hope Donald Trump Part 2 thinks. So here's what my admonition to you. Be loyal. Be a believer. Understand what I believe, that Donald Trump is an imperfect man brought to you by, in this situation, right here, right now, an imperfect man brought to you by a perfect being, aka God. Don't be a Judas. Don't abandon Donald Trump. I'm Graham Ledger, and remember, evil can only prevail when good is silent.